best holidays start with low fares at Jetstar.com. The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hits 92.9. In this catch-up,
Xavier's comeback and wrestler John Cena.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
70% of millennials have stopped taking the pill, citing health and weight gain.
70%. What ages are millennials, sorry?
Well, they've come here and they've said people under 36 have stopped taking the pill, so 70% of them. So I think millennial is like the one before me.
Yeah.
After me, well, sorry.
Can, you could be at the
I
top
think
end
I could
that,
be
yeah.
a millennial. I think it's a little bit. I think it's maybe
me,
up to 40.
Could be me.
I think it's up to 40.
But 70% is that's a lot of people.
It's a lot. So back when the pill first started, right, when it launched in 1960, in 1967, nearly 12 million women worldwide were on it. And in the 80s, it increased to 80 million women. Wow. Now, I am one of those women who have stopped taking the pill. I've also got Taylor, who is in her early 20s. She's a girl from Perth. She's one of my friends, and she stopped taking the pill at 17 years old. Now, a lot of people would go, why the hell is she on the pill at 17? But she's got a really interesting story. Hello, Taylor.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Now, can you explain to everyone why you stopped taking the pill and why you went on it in the first place?
Yeah, so pretty much I went on it when I was like 15 to start with, because I had like such bad cramps during my monthlies. So the doctor straight away was like, right, go on the pill. And I was like, first off, I was like, oh, you know, what the hell? Like, you listen to a doctor because it's a doctor.
Yes.
And I started getting like really moody, like unbelievably moody. Like I would cry at the drop of a hat. It was absolutely embarrassing. So I pretty much started realizing, and I started getting like, I was in hospital due to kidney infections as well. And I started adding up all these things and I was like, look, it's got to be something else. It's not me. Like I got diagnosed with depression as well. And I was like, there's something going on that's not me. This isn't right. So I started doing some Googling and things like that. And I found out that a lot of other people had the same symptoms as me. And as soon as they went off the pill, everything stopped. So I was like, oh my goodness, like I need to do something about it. So I was like, why not just try it? Why not just stop taking it?
Yeah.
So yeah, at 17, I literally stopped taking it. I said to my partner, I was like, look, I'm just going to try this. He was so supportive and everything. And yeah, I've literally never looked back since. And now I try and tell everyone, all my friends, you know, the pill could be doing this to you kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, far out. Is it true? Because obviously, excuse my ignorance, I know very little about this, mm-hmm. but isn't there hundreds of different types and brands and sorts of pills? Like it's not just the pill and this.
Yeah, and
right?
there is. Yeah. And I know, Taylor, like with yours causing depression, mine actually caused mm-hmm. a lot with my anxiety.
Yeah, right.
And, yeah, exactly.
And there was one pill in particular, Yasmin, and that literally there was hundreds of people, thousands of people that also caused a lot of issues.
Do we need to say allegedly, yeah?
No. We spoke about it on the radio show and these people called. I wrote an article about it. But, this is known stuff. There's research out there if you Google it. But there's also I went and spoke to the gyno. Like I specifically went through different people to talk about my experience because I had lost my libido, everything. Like there were so many things that were going on with me. So I have now say to other people, there are other ways that you can control your monthlies.
Yep.
As Taylor, as Taylor said, like there's trackers on your app.
Your P Diddies.
you can, Taylor, can't you? You speak to your gyno. They can inform you the right kind of methods that you can use other than contraceptives.
Well, obviously the pill is a contraceptive. So if you're off the pill,
you got to find another way.
You have to find another way. Now, I strongly wouldn't recommend the
what's that?
The withdrawal method. Like, obviously, if you're going to go off the pill, I would be strongly advising doing something.
Yeah. Well,
you don't
want
to kid it.
Can I just tell you, the gyno specifically said to me that the withdrawal is one of the safest if you're tracking and you know how your cycle works.
Are you saying now, a doctor has advised?
At 4 a.m. in the morning, that's very hard to do.
He does enjoy babies, though, because he does deliver babies. So,
the obstetrician delivers the
he's
babies.
He's a bit of an opportunist.
He's getting himself some more customers. Look, guys, the best way to not get pregnant.
You have to do research and you have to get to a certain point. Like it took me till in my 30s that I, you know, and Taylor was 17 when she worked this out. Mm. But I want to know on 13, 10, 60, the pill poll.
Pill poll.
Yay or nay? Are you on it and you swear by it? Or are you no fully against it?
Now, I saw a caller's name pop up when we did talk about the pill, and it came up as Rob. So, Rob, I don't think you're in this topic, mate.
Hey,
I think
he might have an opinion on it, though.
No, but if he's on it or not, he's probably not on the pill, I'd imagine.
All right, 13, 10, 60, it is the pill poll. Are you for it or are you against it? We'll have your calls up
Thanks,
next.
Thanks, Taylor.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
This is your pill poll.
All right, in Palmyra. Is it Tennille?
Yeah, hi, how you going?
Good, thanks, hey. Neil. What do you think?
I'm against. I was 12 when the GP, my mum took me to the GP to try and help regulate me and to, you know, lessen the blow each month. And, I mean, it did all of those things, but it wasn't good for mood at all. Or skin, it just affects so much. You know, systematically, that yeah, I'm all pro like copper implants.
Yeah.
If you want, you know, to go some sort of protection without having to, you know, use condoms as well, if you know, if you're that way inclined. But they don't release any hormones at all of any kind.
Yeah, I think I looked into the copper implant, but I was too scared.
It sounds it sounds
frightening.
Terrifying.
But there are so many different ways, and if you do look that up, you can also speak to your GP or your gyno or someone that you want to speak to about the different options. Xavier, did you just get the little giggles before?
Well, she wasn't brave enough to say condom, and it was a bit of a pause, and they said condom, and I was like,
oh, these school children in here. Let's go to Michaela in Canning Vale. What do you think?
I'm all for it. I've been on it since I was 16. It was my mum's decision. There was no issue with my monthlies. And, I'm 23 this year and I've never had an issue, no weight gains, no acne, no depression, nothing.
That's so good. And this might be a bit personal, but has it affected your sex life at all?
No, not at all. I mean, mate, I don't. I think it's kind of stopped the growth of my chest area, but I don't know if that's just me. But
yeah.
Or the age. Who knows?
They stop growing and they start going south.
Yeah, it might stop growing too, and I'm not on the pill as well.
I was saying before how there's like hundreds of different kinds. Is it a thing where some people are affected or not, or is it a matter of finding the right one for you?
100%. So you could go on one. Like I tried about 8 2 years ago. But and this is before I decided to go off it because I was having so many different issues with all the different pills. And I went to a couple of different doctors. I went to a gyno. I also spoke to sexologists and that kind of thing. I did all my research.
Can we get Michaela back? Is that possible? Yeah. What brand were you using, Michaela?
Monophane.
Monophane. But it depends on all your hormones and stuff too, Zaves, like I said. But there are girls that it literally takes away their sex drive completely.
Far out.
Then other girls, I was with having dinner with a girlfriend last night. Since she's been back on the pill, she's having a great time and she said her sex life has never been better. So do you know what I mean? Like what works for one might not work for the other.
Now, we were joking before that lots of people were calling in because we mentioned tickets to Secrets in the Garden and Rob called through. And Xavier thought, well, actually, what did you think when you saw the name Rob?
No, we're talking about Secrets in the Garden, which is only for females.
Yep.
And we started talking about the pill and whether you're on it or not.
Yep.
And I just saw Rob's name flash up on the screen and I was a little bit, Rob, are you on the pill, mate?
No, I'm not on the pill.
Okay, well.
How can we help you this morning, Rob?
How can we help you, mate?
Oh, I'll just let you know that I'm against the pill.
Oh.
And why are you against it, Rob?
Because when I was 13, I was with a girl at the time, and she was 13 as well, and she told me that she was actually on the pill.
Yeah, mate.
And we done the deed and stuff, and then now I've got a 10-year-old kid.
Oh, you had a kid at 13?
Yeah, when I was 13, I had a kid, and now because my missus said, the missus at the time told me she was on the pill, now I'm stuck paying child support for like 60 years or however long.
So you're 20.
But okay, wait. Let's go back here. But you're obviously father to that child and you know, takes two to tango as well.
Yeah. Oh, I understand that. Yeah. But I was just saying like.
He was told that she was on the pill.
Yeah,
so was she not on the pill or the pill did not work?
She actually was on the pill.
And it didn't work.
Oh, right. Well, Rob, I can't help you there, mate, but you got two tickets to Secret in the Garden. If you have a friend, you can give them to if you want.
Yeah, so how do I get them?
We'll get back to the producers. Thanks for chatting.
And yeah, that is unbelievable. Is that common, Heidi, I've that it just doesn't work?
13-year-old.
Yeah, Rob, have you had...
don't have sex at 13. We don't condone that at all.
Rob, do you know anyone else who is in a similar position where
I actually do. There's a guy that I work with, George. He's actually had a kid when his missus is on the pill too.
George.
That's unbelievable.
George and Rob. Bit of bad luck.
Just sitting there at work at 23 with their 10-year-old
But
kids.
Let me reiterate, if you're a teenager, you do not have sex in high school. There we go. Mum Heidi's here.
Well, that sounds very different to what we've heard in your diary.
Make sure you always use protection if you're going to.
There you go. All right.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Now, this is really, really exciting. Let's open this up.
Want to get your hands on some tickets? Yeah. Well, you better start searching.
Give me your attention, baby.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
24-karat magic in the air.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan's Bruno Mars Ticket Hunt.
All right. Hi. So the tickets are... Oh, he's still talking.
To Bruno Mars 24-karat magic world tour. Wednesday, 28th of March.
Will you be there?
Okay, now we can talk.
All right, sweet. And now, basically, if you go to our Instagram, Hit929, we are live on Instagram. And what you can... Should we explain what you can see in the thing?
What you can see in the thing. Yeah. Explain that.
Yeah, yes. So basically, what you can see on Instagram Live is a microphone somewhere in Perth. And the first person that goes up to that microphone and sings a Bruno Mars lyric, they have two tickets to see Bruno Mars.
Now, what they don't know, Zaves, is that microphone is linked to this studio.
Gotcha.
So at any time before 9 o'clock this morning, someone could just start singing through that microphone here in the studio a Bruno Mars song. So for you to win that double pass... You need to actually go to our Facebook page now, Hit929, the live feed.
Instagram, sorry.
And you comment on there, maybe where you think it is. Or you get in your car, you get your joggers on, and you get to that point now and make sure you know his song.
So there's no point calling him. We're not giving him away on air. You've got to find where they are and belt out some Bruno.
Head to our Instagram.
So read out people who are watching it.
Hit929.
Say good day to people.
Silver Witch 73 is watching. Net Louise is trying to figure it out. Ree D'Ambrosio is watching the live stream trying to figure it out. So Hit929 on Instagram. Check out the live feed. And I mean, it's intriguing because someone could walk up to that microphone at any stage and start singing. And it's sort of compelling watching, even though it's really boring.
I know. You can't help but watch it. So jump online right now on our Instagram and also listen to this show. At any point, you could be hearing someone sing Bruno Mars through the random microphone we have set up.
What would you sing from Bruno?
Billionaire. Oh, no, that's two of his songs together, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got quite confused there. But I like the attitude. I like the attitude. All right, watch this space or watch our Instagram, Hit929.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Bruno Mars tickets up for grabs. Yes. If you've seen our Instagram, Hit929's live stream, we put a microphone somewhere in Perth and we said the first person to sing into it will win Bruno Mars tickets. Now, I think we can head down to the microphone there. Hello, can you hear us?
Hello, it's Katrina.
Hey, Katrina. All of Perth needs to hear you sing right now for these Bruno Mars tickets, mate. Give us your best.
Let's take our time tonight, girl. But all the stars are watching.
Let's give her the tickets and move on with our lives.
Hopefully people haven't turned off now.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today. Our next guest is an American professional wrestler. Signed to WWE, he appears for Raw and SmackDown. Described as a goody-two-shoes Superman, he's reigned as world champion 16 times. With a catch cry, "You can't see me."
Wait a minute, is this double "You can't see me"?
Please welcome John Cena.
Thanks guys for having me, I appreciate it.
No, we're excited, mate, to have you on the show. But I was a little bit worried about chatting to you this morning because when I spoke to my fiance last night and told him that you were on the show and I got to interview you, he stopped and he said, "Oh my God, he is one of the best looking blokes I've ever seen." And he has a massive crush on you.
I will tell him thank you for the kind words. I appreciate it.
A man crush. Do you have a man crush on anyone?
Oh, no, I got one crush, and that's for my bride-to-be.
Oh, beautiful.
Very well said, very well said.
Well, in Blockers, mate, you shed tears regularly. You're a new age man.
I absolutely am. I guess a new age man would be my definition of man in general. I think somebody comfortable with their emotions is someone comfortable in their own skin.
Yeah.
Now, John, you're obviously in incredible physical condition. How do you find time to make all the movies, do all the stuff that you do, and still keep so fit? Because Xavier and I, we work 3 hours a day, and we still can't find the time. We're rocking dad bods here. So what advice can you give?
Yeah, you know, I just think it sounds so sports cliche, but it is take one day at a time. If you find the time to do your work in one day, then you just repeat the cycle over and over again. In this day and age, we have information at our fingertips and so many reasons to be distracted. Just try not to get distracted too much.
Let's talk about the film. A great concept. I love the concept of the parent blocking the children and them ending up at parties, because if my parents ended up at any of the parties that I had back in my hometown, I would have absolutely died. But the fact that you butt-chugged, I think we've got a little grab of audio from the film.
I'll do anything for my daughter.
What about a little chugging contest?
Bring it.
Wait, what? We're butt-chugging.
You got this, dog.
No, I'm tagging out. You're in.
What?
You put a baby. Everything's looser down there.
I have a baby out of my butt.
Can you explain the concept to everyone?
Yeah, so basically it's drinking a beer with your south mouth.
With your south mouth. I love that new one.
Is that is that big in America, John? It's not overly big in Australia.
Basically, it's a story about a guy who's willing to do anything for his daughter, and that involves a very interesting way to drink a beer.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously that is a very interesting way to drink a beer. Is there anything in your career, whether it was wrestling or now in the movies, that, you know, a director had an idea or something came in the script that you just said, no, I will not be doing that? Because I would have thought butt-chugging would be right up there with things I didn't want to do.
I think I've had such a wonderful ride that if you just do good work and you're not afraid to laugh at yourself and you don't take life too seriously, you'll always get asked to work again somewhere.
Now, John, in Australia, we don't have proms. We have formals, I suppose, is what we call it at the end of our schooling.
Or graduation.
Graduation dinners or whatever. Now, the film's based around three daughters graduating or going to their proms. Can you remember your prom, and was it an interesting affair in your own life?
Oh, guys, it was so uneventful. I was a boarding school student, a very small boarding school.
Yeah.
So I had the choice, and I was broke. So I had the choice of going to prom, which I denied, or staying on campus and working to make minimum wage. And I chose that instead. And I wish I'd have gone to prom.
What did you do back then? What was your job?
Campus beautification. I stayed and just, you know, made sure that the wood chips were in the right place, and that the lawns were mowed, and that the cafeteria was clean and all that.
John, I was a boarder myself, and I went to an all-boys boarding school, so we had a bit of trouble with the formals as well. But did you love your boarding days? A bit of a personal question, because I absolutely was thrilled by my days in the boarding school.
No, that's fine. It was the greatest few years of my life. It taught me diversity, inclusion, tolerance at such a young age. You know, you're 14, 15, 16, a very impressionable time in your life. And you are in this place for 9 months at a time with such a very small, it was 400 kids at this school.
Yeah.
And the teachers embraced everything. I could not be happier to have gone to boarding school. It was the best choice, hands down, that I ever made.
I couldn't agree anymore, mate.
Xavier sat there the whole time with his head nodding.
Grinning
away. Well, John, amazing work, mate. We're excited by it. We were happy to see it early the other day. So we can't wait for it to hit cinemas over here.
Thank you. I hope everybody enjoys it as much as I did making it. So I hope they enjoy Block.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Right now, 131060, what did your parents see on your phone?
I can't believe, Ando, you just said you found your mum's nudes. That was shocking in that case.
To my dad, luckily.
No, of course, in light of John Cena's movie, Blockers, where the parents find communication amongst the friends, they make a bit of a pact to, as I mentioned earlier, round a few bases on formal night or prom night over in America. Lands on iCloud and lands on the computer the parents are sitting at. And unfortunately, that's news you don't want to ever see, I suppose, that your kid's off to discover the world, I'll say.
Let's go to Melanie. Now, it was your brother who got himself into trouble?
Yes, it was my little brother.
So what happened?
So he's 15 and he recently got Facebook.
Mm.
And he had obviously sent some inappropriate photos to a girl in his class.
Oh my, yes.
This girl and her older sibling were not happy, and they posted all of these photos straight to his Facebook wall.
Oh no.
So I think that's illegal by them too.
I think so, but yes.
So what happened?
Everybody. So I saw it.
And that's your brother as well.
That's my brother.
Well, I'm sure you've seen him in the nude before.
Well, he's 8 years younger than me, so by the time, not really.
Yeah, so you don't need to see a 16-year-old's pecker, Andy. Yeah. Goodness me.
Exactly.
So was he embarrassed or did he get in trouble? Because I think both...
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, what was the result
there? Well, I, being the mean sister that I am, I took that to my mum, took screenshots of it, and he had only just started using Facebook, so he didn't even know how to take it down. So I've taken it to my mum, and he was in quite a bit of trouble. He had his phone taken off of him. that was a bit mean of me.
What about the people who we shouldn't have sent those inappropriate photos to sharing them? Anything happen to them?
No, I don't. Not that I know of. I guess.
But isn't it your photo? If someone sends it to you, like it's then you.
No, well, so say if I land on your nudes, I can't then just start sharing them everywhere.
I thought there was that whole debate about it last year.
And 16's obviously pretty young.
Oh, yeah. And to put it on Facebook, like you don't think it's going to last long there anyway before someone makes a complaint, and you know what I mean. And then the guy's barred from Facebook.
Yeah. They're both in the wrong.
Yeah, they're both well and truly in the wrong.
And
but
so
imagine finding your brother.
What about him sending the picture thinking this is a home run, and then it goes back to Facebook and it's sitting there?
Yeah.
Let's go to Chloe. What happened?
Hi guys. Okay, so I was about 15 years old and I decided to get drunk at home. My mum allowed it. Basically, I had my phone on the music and she decided that when I got a message, she was going to read it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I wasn't anywhere to be seen. And then all of a sudden she come flying out of nowhere. She'd actually sent a picture of my boyfriend's willy on my phone.
So he was sending the naughty ones.
So he sent that to you.
He was sending me naughty ones, and it'd been happening for a while, and Mum, I just don't think she realised I was growing up.
Why did you allow it anywhere near your phone if you knew that kind of thing was going on?
Well, it was one of those Motorola flip phones. I had no say in it.
Oh, the old flip phone.
Oh, my gosh.
So how did the conversation go with Mum when the DPs were flying
around?
How
did she describe it?
she slapped me. And I was grounded for like 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
she slapped me and snapped my phone. So
I snapped the phone now. Oh, my God. Was she slight of a little bit impressed, though?
No. Oh, I don't think so. She didn't allow my boyfriend over at all.
Is he still the boyfriend?
No. Long gone.
Yeah, long gone. Gone. Oh, my God. Chloe, thank you so much for sharing that. That is unbelievable.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
We're talking comeback stories because one Xavier Ellis is making a return to the... Is it still called the AFL field even though you're not playing an AFL game per se?
Well, no, it's the football field. It's not the AFL field. It's the football field. But we are, mate. We're talking comeback stories, your own personal little comeback stories. I was never going to play football again. Well, I've played a few games since, but on Sunday I'm playing in the curtain raiser with some old ex Eagles players, and I think they're called Owls. Older, wiser, larger,
slower,
smarter. Slower. I think it is slower.
Definitely not smarter.
I think it is slower.
You're one of them. Who else is going to be out there?
I haven't actually I think like Banfield, some of the old.
Really old.
No, not really old, but like some champions like Banfield played in all three premierships, I think, and all that sort of stuff. So there's going to be some really good, exciting old faces that people will see.
Now, Heidi, you've obviously had one of the great comebacks of all time, winning the washed up games last week as a shot put champion.
Yes. I know how winning feels now.
Yeah. Did you feel sore afterwards or were you rejuvenated?
My neck is a little bit sore today, actually. Like it's been sore for a week.
I don't know whether it's sore today, which is a week after the shot put. The shot put might have had
to do you feel like Xavier's going to limp back into the studio on
Monday? I'm actually quite nervous. I think it'll go well. He's competitive and he goes to the gym every day.
Well, I've slackened off a fraction
since.
Yeah,
it's taken us a bit easier. things. Let's go to Ash. What's going on, mate?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Ash.
You got a comeback story?
Yeah, mate. Well, before that, I just want to say, Xavier, mate, don't stress about it, mate. Just go in for high hit and you'll absolutely bloody kill it, mate.
No, I'm not stressing too much,
going
mate.
Going for a high hit? Is that what you said?
That's it.
Yep, just get in there.
What's your comeback story?
I used to play water polo quite a lot.
Yeah.
And Yeah, just had an off season, just couldn't get it. I was treading water, just slipping, falling on the bottom of the pool, bloody. I was almost ready to give it off.
Yeah, then what happened?
We just came back and we smashed it. We did bloody brilliant.
Yeah, oh, get around
boy.
It.
Yeah, boy.
That's you, boys. Yeah.
He sounds like a character.
Yeah, mate, one of the great calls.
Now, I have just got a message on my Instagram page from a guy called Luke Matthews, who's going to be sitting in the front row above the donuts. And you'll be throwing single fins over the field to replenish my lost fluid.
So not Gatorade for you, just single fins.
Well, no, I think that's going to be the story for everyone. So it'll be a good day.
Yep, good around it. All right, Xavier, that is Sunday afternoon. Hopefully we'll see you back in here on Monday morning. That'll
actually, that might be an easy out to get a day off work. I'm actually going to try that myself.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
And what about now? We're doing Xavier Be My Saviour. Now, I could actually pay for something for you guys that might free up a bit of cash to buy a ticket to Bruno Mars. So I'm looking after the people today, and now please let me enjoy my opening.
We love him.
Xavier. So, like, I get a little bit shaky.
Be my Xavier.
He's such a humble, strong man.
Xavier.
Dreamboat.
So he can love me.
Be my.
He's so brave.
Xavier.
And his hot, sexy body just touching mine.
I hear him on the radio and I crank it right up.
Yep, Xavier is cashed up and he's ready to help you out, and you got to both have a great story. But also, yeah, just play to Xavier, you know, if you know the man who is Xavier.
Play to my forehead, that's all I'll say.
Tell him how good he is, how beautiful his baby blue eyes are.
All right.
They look like deep blue pools of water.
They are. 131060, call in, and I'm here to help you. Could be anything. Last week, I put a tattoo on some poor, grieving girl whose guinea pig got eaten by a dog. So I am here to do whatever I need to do to help someone
yes,
out.
In Rockingham, Sue, good morning.
Good morning, Xavier, you football legend. Will you be my saviour?
Oh, gee, that's a bit of sarcasm, I think.
No.
All right, Sue, what can I do? What am I here for?
I am a diehard Eagles fan and heading off to the footy on Sunday to take on the Swans with my sister. We've got our tickets, we've got our hats, we've got our scarves, but we don't have any slush money.
Oh.
And Xavier is going to be doing a comeback as well and playing at the ground.
I am hoping to see him run onto that field.
It'll be a slow walk, but anyway. Yeah. So you need me to wet the back of your throat. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, me and my sister are going and we've got everything done, but we just don't have that slush money.
Okay.
It sounds like your kind of thing, Xavier.
Yeah. That is so in the forehand area.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, good. Let's go to Canning Vale. Good morning, Tara.
Hi, good morning. Xavier, you are like a god. Yeah. Forget Thor. Chris Hemsworth who? Why isn't Xavier on the big screen?
Exactly right. I've been thinking that for a long time.
That's a legitimate question that needs to be answered, Tara. What can Xavier do for you this week?
So it was my 3-year anniversary with my boyfriend, and unfortunately our rates were due at the same time, so I couldn't get him the present I wanted to. But I really want to get us skydiving passes.
Ooh.
I just think that'd be crazy. And that'd be
what, over Rottnest?
Send you.
Bit of romance.
I don't know. There's some really cool ones down south.
Yeah.
That reminds me, actually, for Emily's birthday 2 years ago, I bought her skydiving over Margaret River, which she never used. So that was a good present I gave her. But
you're throwing your money around everywhere, and she just threw it in the bin.
She just threw it in my face.
God,
if you can't
damn.
Redeem that voucher and then give the voucher to Tara, then it's like you're re-gifting.
Is it Hot Air Balloon or Red Balloon or whatever that website?
Red Balloon.
Yeah, Red Balloon. Yeah. I bought it off there, so I might be able to actually rehash that.
third contender, I'll say. Hayley, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Hayley.
Hi. Xavier, please be my saviour. You beautiful, blue-eyed, muscly, great hunk of a man. You currently have my heart racing. Please help me.
Oh, wow. We're right.
Wow. We need to...
Just got to adjust myself.
I was going to say, he's all gone all flustered, Hayley. What do you need?
Well, we're a young family with 4 small children, and we've just been approved for our first home. So our savings has currently been wiped out with that. My sister's getting married in June in New Zealand, and she really wants me there. So I really need a plane ticket.
Oh, wow.
4 kids, first time. I was really hoping you were going to ask for like a new letterbox or something.
That would have been a first time.
Yeah, right.
That would be on the list of things to do as well. But no, New Zealand is going to be my first priority at the moment.
Well, good on you, Hayley. So that's a big life. Big life year, big life moments there for Hayley.
So just quickly, we've got Optus Stadium, drinks, we've got skydiving for the 3-year anniversary, and we've got First home, four kids, sister getting married in New Zealand, Ando.
It's pretty obvious, Saves. Sue's going to need drinks to see you run out on the field on Sunday.
Yeah, Sue's got a pretty good story. Haley, buying a first home, all those kids, going to see the sister's wedding. That touched my heart a little bit.
You've got a few more weeks to ring in with old Haley.
Yeah, actually.
All right, but it's up to you, Xavier.
Well, the skydiving one, like, Tara, I love, but I haven't paid my rates for a while, so I'm overdue there. So you could have just skipped the rates. And
is that why you're being sued?
No, I'm being sued for something else. I'm unlucky in love. And the new house, I know, and trip to New Zealand
weddings. Well, you could put money towards a flight.
I could.
All right, make your decision,
I could also
Ellis.
Buy some beers at the footy. Sue, we're going to have a beer at the footy together, darling.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Now, there's a rule. You have to send a photo into the Heidi, Xavier and Ryan's Instagram, if you've got Instagram page, of you having a beer at the football with the money.
Now, do you want the photo before I start drinking or at the end of the game?
Both.
We want both.
We want those perfect before and after photos.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Xavier claims that this is a very, very winnable alphabet.
So easy.
Is that fair to say?
Yes. Good morning, Jasmine. Now, if you don't get this, I think I need to send you back to primary school because this is the easiest quiz I have ever read. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good morning. Oh, way to make me more nervous.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely no pressure saying you've got to go back to primary school.
Can you please just relax? Just relax, breathe, and just think of something. Just don't overcomplicate it. Think very basic things, okay? Your letter this morning is S for smart. Jasmine, you're a very smart girl. Let's get this 10 grand in your back pocket.
Let's get it.
All right, here we go.
All right, did you give her a...
S. Oh, sorry, T's and C's. I better do that today.
I was like,
T's
can and I just C's. Tune out and you not 30, know what 30 was
30 seconds, every correct answer, $50, all 10s, 10,000. You pass it on the answer, you must take your first answer. You cannot say the same answer twice. All good, Jasmine?
Yep, all good.
Beautiful. Might have to send you back to primary school, mate.
All right, here we go.
All right, Jasmine, your letter is S and your time starts now. Name an animal.
Mark.
A girl's name.
Tamaya.
A language.
Spanish.
A superhero.
Superman.
Something you wear.
Shoes.
A sport.
Swimming.
A city.
Shanghai.
A four-letter word.
Sure.
A celebrity.
Tonight Flame.
Something you eat.
Sugar.
An animal.
Pass.
Oh, my God!
God!
Get out of here!
Oh, God!
That was your last question.
Do we have all nine?
No swearing, anyone. Nine. No, I feel like a swear word might accidentally slip out of someone's mouth here.
Oh, Jasmine.
Especially yours, Jasmine, when we tell you an animal starting with S is...
A snake or a seal or a
snail.
Snail or a sugar...
Is a snake a reptile or an animal?
That's an animal.
Same thing. Just that.
Well, a reptile's a type of animal.
It's
yeah.
An animal.
Oh my god.
He is lost.
So
I've never seen so much.
$450, Jasmine. I'm really sorry. I can't even deal.
Jazz,
with that right
there's
now.
Never been so much drama in here, mate. You absolutely killed it.
Yeah, $450. Xavier Ellis
has gone back to primary school himself.
Oh yeah. Well, Jasmine, enjoy that $450 across the weekend. Okay.
You
are
you,
very welcome. I mean, that is just unbelievable. All right, up next, we are... Actually, this is one of the great guests we've had all year. John Cena will join us on the line up next on Hit 92.9 with Heidi and Ryan. Xavier has just quit the show. And he's already down the stairs on Roberts Road walking back to his house.
Oh, no, wait. Here he
done.
Comes. He's got one more thing to say. What?
Any parting words, Zave?
Is a snake a reptile or a reptile?
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9.
The best holidays start with low fares at Jetstar.com.